We're at the 2012 SCAC Volleyball Championships today. I'm joined by head coach Rick Swan of the 2012 SCAC champion Colorado College Tigers. And Rick, first of all, congratulations on the program's third straight SCAC championship.
Thanks, Jeff.
Rick, top two seeds met, Trinity and Colorado College, a rematch of last year's championship game. This one, a very tightly contested win, even though the Colorado Tigers, won in straight sets. Take us through the ups and downs of this match. As the biggest score was a 5-point difference in the match scores.
You know, Trinity is an awesome team, and we knew they would play well tonight. And it was going to be a battle. And I mean, the teams were, you know, just slugging it out, trading back and forth, players making great plays here and there. And we knew it was going to be like that all night long. And the atmosphere was fantastic. I don't think as a fan you could ask for a better match like that when it's so close. And it just shows how good a team Trinity is.
Rick, talk a little bit about the job Trinity was able to do. They started out the season 0-8, actually won 20 of their final 27 matches. Just talk a little bit about what challenges they brought into this championship match tonight.
Well, Julie's an awesome coach, and you know, she's got a young team too, and so trying to find the right combination and the right mix, and she's, you know, gets so much out of her kids every time you play them. They play so hard, and she just did an awesome job of finding the right mix and making us, you know, making a team come together. And we knew going in that they were on a roll, that they were playing great volleyball, and we had to play our A game in order to win the night.
Rick, talk a little bit about what this win means for the program. It's the first time a school has won back-to-back-to-back SCAC championships since Trinity in 06, 07, and 08. Talk a little bit about what that means and knowing that that's just about only the second team that's ever done that in league history.
You know, it means a lot for the program. I think bigger was getting the AQ more than anything, because we knew we've had an up and down season, and you know, we've been tested at times, and we knew going in that our season could end tonight if we didn't win and get the AQ, and we didn't want to leave it in someone else's hands to make that determination. We wanted to get in and win that and do that ourselves. So it means a lot. I mean, It's awesome to be able to play here in our home venue, in front of our home crowd. We don't get to do that too often, as much as we like, so we're excited to be able to do that.
Rick, talk to us about your team. It's a relatively young team, just a few seniors on it, led by tournament MVP Laura Goldsmith, and also Kate Squires, who's named to the all-tournament team. Talk a little bit about how you were able to do that with such a young team, defend your championship this evening.
You know, I really got to give a lot of credit to our seniors, Kate Squires and Laura Goldsmith, because they really stepped up and became super leaders to help these young kids play and play that the best way that they could. We have a lot of talent on this team, and a lot of kids that aren't on the court that are very talented and deserve to be on the court. And that can be a difficult time, and the seniors, I think, did a great job of balancing that out and making these kids, the younger kids, relax and play up to the potential that they're capable of playing in tight situations.
Finally, Rick, the Tigers improved to 23-9 on the season, obviously with the AQ for the SCAC, going to be playing in the NCAAs again for the 15th straight year in school history. What is going to be the next step? What's going to be the focus as you gear up and finding out where you'll be playing in the NCAAs?
Well, we'll find out where we play, and we'll take it one game at a time. You know, we have a lot of confidence right now with this team and the way they've come together, and we'll see how we do. But we have some high goals set, and you know, we want to go out there and become a regional champion again, like we were a few years ago, and that's our first step. And we'll just take it one game at a time.
Colorado College head volleyball coach Rick Swan. Rick, congratulations on the SCAC championship and best of luck in the NCAA playoffs.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate